microphone master. The most innovative, understated, but others out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, J-Love plays rock in the movement set. It's Dub CNN, what could you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide, to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, hype right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the grind. Hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Micromaster, J-Love, let's rock, banging in fire.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Back for another action-packed episode. I am J-Love, and beside me is the one and only Blaze Rock. What's good, my friend?
We are keeping it gangster on this wonderful Sunday afternoon.
I don't know how wonderful it is for me, man. My Raiders are getting crushed right now.
Oh, man. But, hey, they playing against the God QB, dog. The God quarterback in the building.
I don't know what to say. I'm sitting on the couch and getting ready to come in for the show, and I'm going through my phone a little bit. And my son, my 10-year-old, he leans over the couch and we're seeing the highlights because they were just about to come back from halftime. He's watching the Cardinal game, and they showed the highlights of the lowlights from my perspective of the Packers Raiders game, and they showed the score. And yeah. I did a double take. I said, and my son said, "That's too bad." I said, "Is that really 31-0 right now?"
Serious, bro? Yeah, we got out of hand pretty quickly. I mean, wow. That's all I got is wow. I have a couple other Raider friends on Facebook who were making statements like, "Yeah, I'm so done with this game," and it's only the third quarter.
Yeah, not looking good. We got a good show lined up for you. I want to talk about just kind of to set the table a little bit so folks can understand. Got an interview with the legendary lyricist Big Mike. He was once of the Ghetto Boys on an album. He's had a long solo career, so was able to hook up with him earlier this week. So bring bits and pieces of that to you from his album. It's called Volume Classics. It's coming out. Also want to talk a little bit about, I was talking to a friend of mine, and once I heard of this, and I was hipped a little bit to it, Net Neutrality. And I know Blaze Rock is up on all of those things, so I talked to him and said, "Hey, can you talk about this a little bit?" Down to do that. And also, we're going to, with the elections coming up, I think people have a convenient memory or lack of memory when it comes to the way things were before the current leader in chief, whatever it is, was sworn into office. So I want to talk about, how much should a president be blamed after inheriting a bad economy? It doesn't matter if it's Democrat or Republican, just whatever.
Yeah, because let's keep it real. The party system that we all adhere to is just a figment of the media conglomerate. Because at this point, none of them are really doing anything worth much. And the principles of which they stand really have no foundation underneath them. So, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to get into that. But first off, we're going to get to a couple tracks. This one is a dude by the name of Jet Black. It's called Getting My Guap Up. And then Balance called Inception. So we're going to get into those and come right back and get right into it. Jet Black and Balance. So you listen to the Microphone right Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir. We
nigga. Hard on records, baby. Hell yeah. I'm the best. Check it out. I get fed up when niggas wanna rev up. Bust the game where the shit can't thread up. Your whole life is supposed for that one shot. Wanna be hotter than a pot on a dope spot. I'm like coke ride, build up cost a lot. Niggas vouching for me before they off the block. Never talk a lot, my position firm. Put me under jets at. I'm where them blondes and them top-notch brunettes at. Getting my hustle up, nigga. Bet that, accept that. Soak it up, sponge up. Salute a boss, all shotguns up. They gon' love your boy. I put the G on it. J-E now, nigga, put the T on it.
I push, I grind.
About the dime, nigga, do it all the time. Get my guap up.
I push, I grind.
About the dime, nigga, move that line. Get my guap up.
I push, I grind.
About the dime, nigga, do it all the time. Get my guap up.
I push, I grind.
About the dime, nigga, move that line. Get my guap up. These niggas try to hold me down. I'm on the ground. A motherfucking bloodhound. Touchdown. Westbound, out of town. Real, recognize real. I'm never out of bounds. Really, oh. I'm too seasoned to doubt me. Bottom line, I ain't gonna make it without me. For real. I'm protecting my yard and anything my heart love. I ain't trying to be hard. Instead of talking to these niggas, that's why. I'ma keep a tramp cock hotter than a fire truck. I'm a Flintstone. I make the bed rock. I'm feeling lukewarm. She think I'm red hot. Shake the spot. Cause I'm a rough rider, nigga. 24 grind. Like I'm a truck driver. So when I surface, it's like it's 10 of me. I'm the epitome. You couldn't get rid of me.
I push, I grind.
About the dime, nigga. Do it all the time. Get my guap up.
I push, I grind.
About the dime, nigga. Move that line. Get my guap up.
I push, I grind.
About the dime, nigga. Do it all the time. Get my guap up.
I push, I grind.
About the dime, nigga. Move that line. Get my guap up. See, it's about time. I show you niggas how. The more you milk the cow, the bigger the thigh. Wow, Mr. Cocky. My prerogative like Bobby. I keep niggas waiting on me in the lobby. So, man, miss me with that gibberish. Before I flash out and get real niggerish. You looking bitter, bitch. I'm feeling caked up. You niggas sleeping on me and need to wake up. Now go on and ask about me. Test that theory. I'm speaking through a bullhorn. Everybody hear me. Clearly, I'm the nigga you should rally for. Made it from the back row to the front row. Nigga, over and over. I done paid the price. I represent each lash that they gave to Christ. Listen up. I can show you how this shit work. Round up the wagons, nigga, like I'm wired.
I push, I grind.
About the dime, nigga, do it all the time. Get my guap up.
I push, I grind.
About the dime, nigga, move that line. Get my guap up.
I push, I grind.
About the dime, nigga, do it all the time.
Woo. Day one, you're a fool for this one. Yeah. Yeah. Town veteran, niggas know better than. Step to me, homie, I've been places you never been. Heard rap suck, here go your medicine. Whole game fuck, cut back to Letterman. Midnight flow, so ho, go let her in. I be after moto, po-po peddling. Never call sideways, I be in your driveway. 247, 365 days. I'm all in the booth, like she fall in the coop. Staring all out the roof, penny ball for the proof. Grammy calling me truth, is this that shit make you fall in the poof. Riches, bitches, witches, the reason. Snitches, ditches, fairy, no breathing. Switches, vicious, cold nigga freezing. This is, listen, nobody even.
Oh, I wonder sometimes why they even try. They walk and I fly. Oh, I wonder, said I wonder sometimes. Did I live or die, or was it all in my mind?
Ain't feeling me. Hip hop is the new bitch ass nigga industry. Yeah. I don't even conversate with niggas, that's not real. I'm more relevant to shine, and I don't even got a deal. Niggas can't spit that shit that I talk about. The streets ain't believing nothing that's coming out their mouth. My target get killed when my gun get drawn, nigga. Picture me doing 10 years for shooting the wrong nigga. Niggas know I'm 730, I'm straight nuts, so. These niggas a CB4 and I burst their guts, though. I'm the 9-6 version of Shug. I stay strapped like Ice Cube with boys in the hood. Rap niggas act like they don't be hearing me. They all like girls if you try to compare them to me. I'm a real nigga, they real lame. They can't fuck with me, I'm in the real nigga lane.
Oh, I wonder sometimes why they even try. They walk and I fly. Oh, I wonder, said I wonder sometimes. Did I live or die, or was it all in my mind?
I wonder what wonder about.
ponder and wonder about. Ravens are rancid, they shout. Make believe claims that they tout. Be it via Twitter, nigga, Facebook account. Cause all that shit's dead once you punch them in the mouth. Now retweet that, front tail that. Bully, bully YouTube, and I'll put you on your back. And if it go past that, I mean like nigga, past that. I don't need Wi-Fi to use this Mac on my lap. I hate making gun references, but it seems all you niggas that respect is this. You know, anger, violence defines that murderous shit. Counterproductive at best, but when you stress, nigga, who gives a shit? See, the trick to the game is fuck the naysayers. If you ain't Marshall Martin, you don't know about real haters. I love you haters, it's a part of being famous. They gon' hate if you rich or not, so nigga, just face
it. Oh, I wonder sometimes why they even try. They walk and I fly. Oh, I wonder, said I wonder sometimes, did I live or die, or was it all in my mind? Oh, I wonder.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So we are back. I want to get right into it. Now, you might be listening to us maybe on a smartphone, or maybe you are on your desktop or your laptop, and you're tuned in, and so you're listening to us, streaming us, and doing all that stuff from listening to the podcast. I want to talk a little bit about net neutrality. And Blaze, you go ahead and take over whenever you want. This is my kind of understanding of it, for lack of a better term. Net neutrality is kind of, when you look at all of the different websites that are out there, all the different commercial websites and whatnot, net neutrality kind of keeps the playing field, so to speak, kind of balanced, for lack of a better term, because it doesn't restrict your ability to access some mom and pop website, for lack of a better term, as opposed to the bigger, more well-backed websites in terms of for merchandise or for services, whatever that might be. And so I in a conversation I had with a friend of mine the other day, he was saying that there are some companies that are starting to really look into trying to restrict you from getting to certain websites, because if Microsoft doesn't want you to get to let's say site X, then they may restrict you from getting there and only allow you to go to this site. So it kind of funnels you to a certain site for their information and for their services. Is that kind of right, or can you go a little bit more?
It is. You're very correct. But I think also we have to look at the other aspects of it are what seem to be a little more troubling for most people. One of the things we take for granted on the internet, I think all of us do, is the fact that it's pretty open. It's pretty much, you do what you want to do. If you want to find something using some obscure search engine that happens to be on a dog show website that then connects somewhere else to get it, you can do that. If you want to use Verizon, if you want to use Cox's built-in search opportunities, you can do that. And where this really started to come up is from the issues of piracy. You had a lot of users that were using Google, using YouTube, using, you know, various other, you know, commercial websites to find things that they shouldn't, or to look for things that they shouldn't. And some of the ISPs have been placed in an uneasy location, because they're trying to appease the content makers, and they're trying to appease their own shareholders, and at the same time they're still trying to court the consumer. And net neutrality puts a position that it isn't up to the ISPs to determine what a user can or cannot go to. And I mean, if you want to think of it as anything, it's sort of like the internet free speech. It's sort of like the internet First Amendment, if you will. You know, you're giving people the opportunity to make any decision that they want, and any subsequent, you know, violation of law is up to them to make that decision as to whether or not they want to risk it or whether they want to deal with it. And net neutrality is coming into a place where, you know, the government is trying to make decisions that, you know, balance the needs of the corporation, because of course our government at this point is run by corporations.
Right.
Our economy is being strangled by corporations. And then at the same time, something that represents the consumer, who obviously see the internet and its many, many vast different webs and spikes to be a tremendously beneficial piece of software. So I guess where we are, I mean, because we don't want to we don't want to talk about it too much because it's such a broad topic. But we're at a point now where even more legislation is coming up to look into censoring or restricting certain material depending on whether or not content holders or content makers, copyright owners, and etc. make complaints as to the control or the knowledge of that particular information. So, right now, if anything, I'm going to tell people, take some time, read up on net neutrality, read up on the Internet Censorship Act that is being pushed by Congress right now. Think about how it affects you. Think about how it's going to affect your kids, for that matter. Let's get some dialogue going around. And I think the more people know about it, the more people talk about it, the more difficult it will be for these corporations and Congress to make decisions that ultimately affect the benefit of the internet. Because at one point we're going to be pretty much like China. We all make fun of China. Yeah. And we all say how China blocks people from using Google, or they can't use this app or this, you know, or this site. And then here we are trying to basically do the same
thing. That's just what I was about to say. China does that in terms of restricting things, and we have to go along with what you said. We don't want to be like China. We want to be able to. So if you don't stand up for anything, you'll fall down. You'll fall down for everything. So we just want.
Well, if you think about it though, we spend so much time telling everybody else how bad they are, but we're too busy and too highfalutin to pay attention to the fact that we're pretty much embracing almost the same issue.
Right.
When you look at the protesters for Occupy, etc., Occupy Wall Street, Phoenix, Oakland, etc., when you look at the way that those individuals have been treated for basically civil disobedience, yeah, you gotta wonder where we are anymore. As a country built on freedoms and freedom of speech and freedom of organization, and the freedom to the freedom to congregate as a peaceful unit to fight against something that we believe in or that we don't agree with. It's kind of depressing to see that we've gotten to that point and that people are so stuck on the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. And whatever else reality TV show that they can come up with, that they don't even care enough to fight back.
I think you bring up a valid point. So just something to think about, y'all. So net neutrality, do a little bit of research on it. So we're gonna get into a couple songs. We're gonna go right back to it and get into the Big Mike, the part one of the two part Big Mike interview. So JR and PH7 featuring Broke English and St. Joe Louis, Bloody Sunday, then Chevy Woods, Amnesia, then Slim the Mobster featuring Nikki Greer and Sly, Falling Star, and then we're going to get into the Big Mike interview. So you're listening to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Look. Eyes droopy while I'm cruising in a Chrysler. Coolest Rick the Ruler rocking Snoopy on his iceberg.
Lightwork.
I got my new Trent with me, call her New Jack City. How she be out, man? 118th century. 8-foot centerpiece in the atrium, greeted by 88 timpanis.
Class.
New song by the same old symphony. I leave it all behind, but the light keeps tempting me.
Money, sex, and rock and roll, and etc. Yeah. Honey sets and galaxy reload to get paid. Living for the now to solidify forever. Rep, not trying to hear what the others are telling you. Right. Slinging whatever from the pot to the blocks, out the pocket to the fiends that be fiending for the routes. Yeah. Any day of the week's a 24/7. Going through hell to get a little piece of heaven. Like
when the night falls, the lights glow, the pain lifts, and the hurt goes. When there's no sky, but we're so high. But it's gonna play and ball games. Everybody dies to win. Just another black Saturday.
The people are broke, the elections are fixed. You try to spread the news, they say it is what it is. That ain't just losing hope, they losing their homes. You go for broke when you got no place to go on your own. Damn, rebel music, contraband, mixtapes, bandits, broken hearts in the promised land. Damn, rebel music, contraband, rain dance through the ground.
They say the winners write the history. I'm dropping bombs, pinning for a flawless victory. They say we flawed, but these scars are like carvings on a cave wall. Documenting our falls. If all is a battlefield, how you feel is war. If time is worth your weight in paper, how you pacing yours? Patiently, I'm breaking free. Y'all can herd, play the sheep. Y'all converse. I convert versus the currency.
When the night falls, the lights glow, the pain lifts, and the hurt goes. When there's no sky, but we're so high.
It's
to rewind.
Not enough leaders, uh-huh. Masters over exercising the teaching. Rules being broken, no code of ethics. Fans writing you off before the first listen.
Okay.
Stunts on the social scope, begging for attention. Not part of the echo line, it's no mention. But we still watch for the sex lies and videotapes. The media takes, and this is where it takes place.
We can't get up, get knocked round, knocked down when we sit up. Every door closed with a sign saying give up, but we never give out. Passions in our chest, no choice but to live out dreams. Like the thought clouds that carry us to greatness. Keep pushing dope though the world's on its latent. Just have patience. Have patience.
When the night falls, with the lights glow, with the playlist and the heart goes, when there's no sky, but we're so high. But it's gonna play and ball games. Everybody dance and win. It's time to talk about me.
Shit. Trippy. 2050. I go on and on and on and 7:30 a crazy moment. 2-3, I'm up in my zone and trying to copy me, who is they cloning? All wanna be, just wanna be, and all of the fiends just wanna be. And you tell your girl who you wanna be, a nigga that you seen on the TV. You know a nigga gotta live by the G code. That ain't yours, give me that repo. All champagne, rosé, campaign. Leave a nigga in the my last name. Small face, 50 bills, that's old cash. See a nigga on sight, on smash. Kick game, how I got it from the OGs. No sticks, no seeds in my OGs.
I never seen love. I seen fist fights turn into shootouts over a mean mug. Because wolves is hungry and we gon' eat up. Niggas get feast on when I'm gone in beast mode. Now they shot a patron, I make my cold heart heat up. Promise to never ease up. Mama, I make them freeze up. And every good follower makes a great leader. In this league of illegal activity, I'm acting like these niggas' bullets can't get to me. Even though I know that I'm far from untouchable. Niggas know they gone. If I tell them go, they gone. My little niggas martyrs ran the block like the Carter. So I'm hoping that karma don't come back on my daughters. Now I'm left with no choice but to think smarter. Knowing I'm on the verge of going back to the curb, I work harder. My heart I had to stop before I had to stop. Trying to get what I deserve and I deserve the top spot. Shit got a nigga going crazy. It's starting to get to me. I don't think I can take it.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Dreams like
my background for those that don't know me. Street legend, ghetto child of mine. You can check 1-2 my rep.
Yes, I'm hood certified
G. Graduated from Hit the Block University. Street legend, ghetto child of mine. You can check 1-2 my rep.
Yes,
I am everything that they label me. Am I?
Yes,
I can live a dream. Bring a team, nigga. Can I?
Yes,
all you heard is street legend, ghetto child of mine. You can check 1-2 my check 1-2 my rep.
Yeah, I'm a rep to the death of me. I ain't leaving breaking even, that ain't in my pedigree. That ain't what I'm thinking on top, yeah, we better be. Came too far to stop now or ever leave. Why would I let them breathe? Born from a different breed. Never thought I'd get a chance to see what I seen. I gotta provide for mine by any means. So bottom line, whatever it is, it's gotta be.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. As I mentioned, we're about to get into the bringing two parts of the Big Mike interview, and maybe later on our Facebook site, maybe later on down the road, I'll post the interview in its entirety. But I want to bring you the first part of the Big Mike interview. It was cool dude. If, for those of you that don't know, he was once a part of Ghetto Boys on that Tough Death to His Heart album, and he's had a lot of fun. Been accomplished in terms of his solo career, but for you know, without further ado, going to get into it. This part is going to talk a little bit about his standpoint or his opinions on perseverance, and also if he had to go back in time and give some advice to himself years ago, what would he do? So we're going to get into this, the first part of Big Mike interview, and then we're going to get into a couple songs right away from the Big Mike from Big Mike's new album. It's called Hands on A Thing, and the other one is called Rocket. So you listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
Dub CNN, Microphone Masters Radio Show. I'm Jay Love with the one and only. He's a legend. You should, if you don't know him, you better Google him and find out about him. Big Mike, man, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm good, bro. What's going on with you?
Man, I'm just chilling. I'm excited to catch up with you a little bit and have a conversation. I know you have a storied history in the game of hip-hop, and I want to, hopefully we'll be able to touch on a lot of those different things, but I want to talk to you about perseverance real quick. I mean, you've been in the game for a while and doing different things. Tell me, what keeps your love for hip-hop or just, you know, getting on there and putting out projects and all that? Tell me a little bit about that.
Man, it's just my desire to make good music. You know what I'm saying? My faith in God, you dig what I'm saying? He empowers me, you dig what I'm saying, to want to do great things. So, you know, and then you couple that with just my love for music, the desire to make good music, man, and to see people enjoy good music. You know what I'm saying? That what keeps me going.
Okay.
It makes me want to keep pushing and continue making music from now to the future, you know?
Yeah. Now you mentioned the future, but I wanna ask you a quick question. Oftentimes people ask what would you give advice to rappers coming up, and I wanna ask you, what type of advice would you give to yourself, you know, 10, 15 years ago that you've picked up along the way? What useful bit of advice would you want to give yourself?
I would say for me. Something important that I wish I would have my coattail pulled to the side for us to be, you know, learn how to be patient. You know what I'm saying? Patience, you know, you even said patience is a virtue, but it really is, you know what I mean? I mean, you be patient when it comes to making decisions and not acting on impulse. You know what I'm saying? I think that'd be
Town, New Orleans, Night, New Orleans. I'm just saying, what's that?
for a latter day. Mad at me, cause they know ain't no one out here bad as me. Recite them words with deadly purpose, then tragedies. Weather by catastrophe. My muddy water heritage go back like 80 year marriages. Stallions and chariots. Like whoop, near dead ears. Sue me for the damage. Hands on everything. Like I'm in the money from. Twisting when I find out. Like I'm on some honey spots. Fill up the bag. You empty and fill it with some money. Hands on everything. Towards the wall, knock that shit about the park, then I'm walking off. High rise loft, laying up in something soft. Jack Frost, he glistening bright, bub boss. Forget free, everything in life has a cost. You heard me? Everything in life has a cost. Either stay the course, get down or get lost. Of course, me and my niggas touching everything. Crying over deposit boxes and everything. Safe, smash through the window pane. Them boys came, got down, did they thing. So much love for the game, hope got a wedding ring. Plus, I'm on a full dose of that medicine. Louisiana to the heart, niggas had a ring. Hit licks, real spit, no shit. Slap to your face so you won't forget. Bitch, it's brigade business. We ain't them other cats, so don't confuse it. This shit, it's brigade business. We ain't them other cats, so don't confuse it.
Out of pocket, conventional logic taught you to knock it, but stop. I'm rocking in my mine. Taking off top of the sky. Far out here, I swear it's a beautiful ride. Wouldn't trade it for a beautiful bride. If I told you that I would, I'd lie. Man, it's like I died, and here's heaven. I can't turn back. Got a one-way ticket to the cosmos. To kick it, I'm gone. Bang, zoom out of here. Can't see them even when the skies are clear. Float from the heavens, it's something beautiful. Those close to your dude, they know what he fixing to. On that next level, grip is something physical. Grow up in the witch's brew, reputation mythical. Real shit to listen to. Bright your dark day, shining bed. I put that on my kid, eyes don't lie. See him shine from a distance. Spit so sadistic, y'all better listen. Y'all about to witness. Between heaven and earth, on the cloud nine, touching that dirt. No way, hey. Y'all say, trying to bloom like a fly before it all fade away. I'm a kiddie, kicked up an independent. Been it what they trying to be here, ride it to the finish. Been about handling business, that's the reason he in it. So watch it, fly shit, reclining in my cockpit. I'm rocking in my, taking off top of the sky. Far out here, I swear it's a beautiful ride. Wouldn't trade it for a beautiful bride. If I told you that I would, I'd lie. Man, it's like I died, and here's heaven. I can't turn back, not the wrong way. Cosmos, the kitchen, I'm gone. Back so high, can't see them even when skies are clear.
Classic Big Mike to me. But what I want to get into now, Blaze, is with the 2012, the election, and you and I, when we were just chopping it up, I think it was a couple weeks ago, we were talking about the election and our views on either being a part of it and if our voice even is going to make a difference.
I'm not voting.
Now,
negative. Now, I'm going to jump in real quick.
Yeah.
I'm not voting. I'm not saying people shouldn't vote or advocate one way or the other. But I personally believe that our system is so skewed to nonsense that what I vote or won't vote or don't or do or don't doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I'm beginning to feel a lot the same way. It's funny when we were I was in church earlier today and the preacher was saying, and he kind of had a little smile on his face. He said, "Are y'all praying for these so-called leaders in our government? Because they are a mess." And I wanted to ask you a little bit, how much do you think a president should be blamed after inheriting a bad economy, whether regardless of the party affiliation? And in this instance, for this example, say Obama, he comes in, he inherited a bad economy. We're already in the throes of the Great Recession. And so he's being blamed, it seems to me, from the coverage, that it's that convenient memory, selective memory, being blamed for the economy in all of its, in all shapes and forms. Now, he's made some bad decisions in terms of trying to revive the economy, but where do you stand on giving somebody at least credit for making an attempt, even if they were wrong decisions, and how much they should be blamed for an economy that was bad when they came into office?
Hey, you know, I don't think I have an answer for that, but I will say that I think that the way we're doing things nowadays isn't going to really get the job done. We're doing a lot of finger pointing, and I don't think that this situation is as simple as doing it right. I think a lot of people have the unfortunately incorrect concept that, you know, steering an economy is a matter of snapping your fingers and making it go. And so I think that in order for our economy to get where it was or to get where it is, there were a number of actions, a number of motions, a number of situations that blended together created an issue. So in order for that solution to be as simple as people are pretending, I think we'd have to be on an alternate planet altogether, you know, because you can't have something that takes 15 steps or 15 pieces to create one whole, then take one whole to, you know, one small piece to you know, to turn around. I think that's unfair. But to answer the question directly, I don't know. Because you have to wonder, if you look at the government like a business, when you bring in a new CEO, do you have the impression that they're going to turn that business around in one quarter? And I think in many cases, the job of being the president is a little worse than being a CEO. As a CEO, you have a considerable amount of power, unfiltered, unabated power, that you can make adjustments to the whole machine in order to get different results. I don't think the president has that benefit. The president still has to deal with Congress. The president still has to deal with the legality of the choices he makes, as well as the fact that you ultimately still have to appease a large enough percentage of the population in order for things to go decent enough for you to continue to what you have to do. I think if the president was in a position that he could unilaterally make decisions that would then affect the economy positively or negatively, then we could make assessments as to whether or not the president is doing a good job or not a good job or otherwise. I think everything now at this point is a lot of speculation, a lot of conversation that has to do with attitudes and politics and the terminology that follows that particular user, as opposed to what they're actually doing.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where, and I think I mentioned this to you, I said that with Obama the first time when he came in, there was, I think wrongfully so from this perspective, when there were a lot of black people that voted for Obama just because he was black, which is silly. And
I'm voting for Obama because he's black.
But then when they expected, as you said, you can't expect a CEO to come in and make a 180-degree turn in a quarter. So there were black people that were all of a sudden became disillusioned because he wasn't able to make strides. But if they were really following what was going on and a lot of the resistance that he was getting, and this would be the same thing if it was some Republican getting a pushback from Democrats because everybody has their own agenda that they're trying to push.
I don't really think that this party crap that we like to throw out, like the media likes to run into the ground, I don't think that really matters at this point.
Okay.
Because the ultimate issue is that no matter who's in office, whether it be a Republican or Democrat or, God forbid, a Libertarian, Green Party, Independent, I mean, whoever is in that office is still beholden ultimately to whether or not they can mix and blend things with the Congress, whatever the Congress's makeup will be at that particular time. So, like, the House's majority has the Republican majority, the Senate has a Democratic majority. Everything is pretty much deadlocked as a result. Any idea that may be a good idea to attempt? Again, another comparison to the CEO situation. The CEO comes in, he has the authorization to make changes that are going to go in a particular direction that he deems will create positive results. The president does not have that opportunity. The president can create ideas. He can pitch them and keep pitching them and use the media as an outlet to get to the people and et cetera. But ultimately, the votes from Congress are going to deadlock or pigeonhole the process altogether. So I think no matter what, we're in that position that the president is beholden to so many different things, so many different people, and we have so over-the-top politicized the process of government that it's very difficult to expect any actual results.
It's amazing, and then we're going to get into a couple of tracks and get back to it, but it's amazing how people underestimate the changing of the culture, because if somebody coming into a leadership position, I don't care if you're a teacher inheriting a new classroom from a teacher that's just been fired or you're whatever it might be, if you're coming in and you're trying to change the culture, that can be, if you make one misstep, it's the classic examples of psychology in terms of why people behave the way they do and how you can communicate with them. It can't be overstated in terms of the power of that. It's kind of interesting. So we're going to get into a couple of tracks real quick. We're going to get into Hash Brown featuring Guilty Simpson called Break the Chain.
And then Hash Brown.
and then we're going to get into Mr. Fab featuring Royce the 5'9 and Talib Kweli in My City. And we're going to come back and bring you the second part of that interview. So you're listening to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DuckCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. ancestors disappointed. Black folks anointed, and the self-hatred turns global. Countries built off the work we did in they soil. Now we disgrace our humble great-greats with material spoils as the white man drills for oil. From kings to rappers, doctors to trappers, lawyers to actors, moonwalking like Michael Jackson. Blacks love to move backwards, thinking rich but not wealth. Smoke and drink everything benign health. And slaves paid the cost so we can walk around like the boss. White tees and chains, same thing, we took a loss. Knowledge is power, but we would rather floss. Strength in numbers, but we hate whoever makes it to the top. Crab in the bucket of chicken like fuck it. And if we loved us, we do better for us. Support us, force love, black on black slugs. Meet your brother with a mean mug, but not a hug.
Guns. I wasn't blessed with a trust fund, so we trust none. From the same city where cold cats die in the summer sun. They play the corner like a bump and run. I'm where the politicians never come. Street mayors campaign while rain gets the Moet toasting over price champagne. Feeling so vexed. Tension is thick with one mention of rich. It's like they program, hit me a lick, get me a brick. Later get the enemy hit like this, a new dope man. I'm in a strange place, gangs of different hues, but I'm still confused, they had the same face. Killing themselves, inner city hell with cells, and get cats in cells.
Broken homes, baby daddy, baby mothers, the family structure in destruction. Young brothers not using rubbers, giving birth to youngins, enslaved with no hopes to break the chain. Music videos engraved in their brains. The kids actually believe what we saying. While education isn't obtained nor maintained, drink the Kool-Aid, smoke the kush like we hitting the same strain. We should urge progress in a government suppressed by economic depression. No wonder people stressing. Survival day to day is a test we ain't ready for. Like when the levees broke, response time was a joke. I ain't proud to see my folks selling dope, strung out on coke. We once was royalty. Every day above ground should be a symbol of hope. Break the chain, I can't cope. I can't cope.
Children tear, Section 8, victim ghetto benefits. Schools closing down cause kids ain't really into it. Murders and assassins, cops known by alias. City of the gods, niggas living like atheists. Oakland or Brooklyn, which one is the craziest? The shadiest, maybe it's cause the parents don't play with kids. Raised by the unraised, to death I'm unfazed. Church say it's gonna get better one day. But hell, they only saints on Sunday. Cause Monday, it's back to the gunplay. Living in the city of death, I guess we living like the song say. I guess we living like the song say.
So
where they grind and they tussle, they struggle, they fighting. They muscle, they way to the top, no sobbing, no crying. They put the fire in the poets, they flowing, they rhyming. They writing, they focus, they know it, they glowing, they shining. So dope in the open, they loking, they smoking, they drinking. They hope to be sangin' the ball and that's all that you thinking. They ripping off your chain, they tripping, they crippin', they banging. They throwing up flames, dipping, they flipping, they slanging. They claiming blocks they don't own and dying for them. They taking shots, they in pain, and so we writing for them. To make a stop for a second, cause everyone hurts. If I can't give them a record, I give them one verse. I try to inspire, they surviving, they not living. You can't make a prediction, the future's not written. Although I'm not a physician, I try to stop and listen. It's like we got a condition. Word.
People dying, right by in, people crying every day.
Yeah. My nigga Fabi, I got you, my nigga. Shaman was fine. People dying, gonna take it to Detroit for me. Gotta get that bounce, man. Yeah. For you to call me a street nigga's just an accusation. You probably calculating the fact I be with them workers without the application. Okay. Making money in the city I'm from grinding until they get as tired as after racing. Our actions is affirmative. Come get the affirmation. With our minds, we can move mountains like the Appalachians. Victims of circumstance. Not stopping until the whole block flooded like Urkel pans. Niggas that creep up and squeeze on you with the violence. Every day of their lives like mileage. So they go out and get street smart despite college. Yup, the wrong mind frame with the right wallet. You listening to the heart of the city. I'm part of the grittiest place you can visit. Niggas even feel the mayor. Spray up, then go somewhere and weigh up till they weigh up. A bunch of slumdog millionaires.
People dying, yeah. Drive by in.
Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. As always, make sure you support DubCNN Radio Networks. You can go and go to DubCNN.com and you can find out the programming and where everybody is. You can know you can hit us up at MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. You can also follow us at Mike Masters Radio. That's MIC Masters Radio. And you can make sure to hit the forums, let us know what you think, and all those good things. And make sure you check in with DubCNN.com, obviously, to get to stay up on the latest in terms of music or just interviews, features, all those different things. So without further ado, we're going to get into the second part of the Big Mike interview. In this part, he talked a little bit about literature. I asked him about what type of books does he like to read, instead of asking the same old cookie cutter type of questions. You know, we like to have conversations here. And then asked him about some singers, some artists that he really likes and that made an influence on him. And then we get into a little bit of...
You know he's probably a fan of Lady Gaga. I mean, who isn't? I mean, we were all influenced by Lady Gaga, even before Lady Gaga was Lady Gaga.
Yes, indeed. So without further ado, we're going to get into that. And then right after that segment is done, we're going to play you Big Mike's Where Is the Light? And then come back and wrap it up for you. So you listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. We got to get Lady Gaga.
Hey, man, I'm telling you. Dude, look. Before we even break out, let's just straight up say, there is no hip-hop if there's no Lady Gaga. That's all I got to say, though. I mean... Do you realize the lyricism that comes from Lady Gaga and just the sheer entertainment value? What can you do without Lady Gaga? Again, this is Microphone
Mad. I like to read when I'm reading. You know what I'm saying? When I'm reading, I like to read a lot of spiritual literature.
Okay.
I like Westerns. You know what I'm saying? I got a guilty pleasure. I like Westerns.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? One of my best Westerns was Lonesome Dove. I could be familiar with the series and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I like that because, you know, just to see perseverance of people from a certain point of time, I draw strength off that because, you know, we all somewhat, you know, engaged in the struggle, you know, that life brings. You know what I'm saying? It's only here to shape and mold us, you know what I mean? To build character within us, but you know, we all deal with struggle to some kind of extent. So I like I like the stories about the underdogs, you know what I mean? And the underachievers that persevere and survive some kind of trial. You know, but if we were just speaking like in the arts and the world, to the arts, somebody that just I don't know, can I use a musician?
Yeah, for sure, man.
And let me just say it like this: Curtis Mayfield, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
How about that?
I like that. There ain't nothing wrong with those choices, man.
The next music that they have, when cats don't understand, these cats back in the day, they was like the hip hop stars of today.
Right.
Their day. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
You know? So yeah, them the kind of cats, man. The way they write, it just drives me crazy. You know what I'm saying? It makes me want to create and write on that level so people can remember me in that light. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
That's the thing that keep me going. And I tell people that all the time. I was like, we were three of the tightest cats that ever do it. You know what I mean? So
I'm not mad at you for that. So Microphone Masters Radio Show with Big Mike, and your album is called Bayou Classics. So tell, you know, a lot of people say who you got on production, but more so I want to, from your track record, the production that's on your albums is always top notch. Now talk about, you know, what people can expect. Is there a certain song or two that you recorded that stands out on the project? Talk a little bit about the Bayou Classics.
Bayou Classic, the album itself, is actually a representation of myself. You know what I mean? If you was to know me personally and chopped it up with me and things like that, you'll know what kind of person I am through my conversation. You know what I mean? So the album is real conversation. I could be on talking about the streets. I could be keeping the hood with you in one conversation. Then the next conversation, I might be on something spiritual. Next conversation, I might be on something social. Next conversation, I might be talking about something sexy with a lady or something. You dig what I'm saying? So the whole album is just, you know, a reflection of me. It's real conversation. It's real talk. The album is hip-hop. You dig what I'm saying? It's street hop. It's social. You know, the album is encouraging and things like that. You know, and when people get to talk about being social and encouraging, they think that they took that aspect of the streets up out of it, but it's not that. You dig what I'm saying? I'm just like one of the real OGs that you run into on the block or whatnot. And if you have a little time to sit down and talk with them, you dig what I'm saying? His conversation might go over an array of subjects, but you know it's all real. You dig?
Right.
So that's what Bayou Classic is, man. I think the fans are really enjoy it because that honesty that I had in my music from back then is still there. You know what I'm saying? Naturally, the skills have advanced because there's no reason that I should be in the game and be in the game as long as I have and not have some advancement when it comes to delivering these words. You dig what I'm saying? So they can rest assured that I ain't slouching in no kind of way. You dig? I put a lot into it, man, and it was only for the fans because I respect the consumer so much. I respect my fans. You dig what I'm saying? For them to go out and spend their money on something that I made. I want to make sure that there's something up for me.
Where is the light? Where is the light? How long will my people live in darkness? Where is the light? Let's wake up together. Dear Lord, we need your help. Going through this wilderness, will we destroy ourselves?
Is blind and taking off top down in the wind. I'm on it with intentions to win. Every life is a journey, let home, and I shall I begin with mines. Born to that 17, move to the 9 day, move to the rhyme. See, it's like sunshine. Thriller committing that crime, dodge it one time. Screaming, I'm about to do it like I do it. But my life was instrumental. I flow to it with reckless abandon, out of control like so many others. But without a rudder, couldn't steer clear trouble. It's about everything to bubble. Riding on fire to burn out, only to rise from the rubble. Case catching, constantly being arrested. My teeth stressing, I should have been somewhere confessing. Repenting, I know you're listening. We in need of a blessing, in need of some forgiveness.
How long will my people live in
once we bounce back. Bet that, pray for the innocent. I'm knowing we capable of more than we'll be showing. The devil's a liar, he wanna stop us from growing closer to God. Discouraged by losses of jobs and wages, turning pages, I'm on the front line with the bravest. Jesus save us, the odds are stacked against us. Ready to kill us, still we provide resistance, huh? What's the plight of a young black male? Entrap us with drug sales just to hide us in jail. Attacking family structure, systematic deception. See the connection, the unseen hand is their weapon. Through the facade we can see it. Why be it that we should never believe it when it's up in our faces? Got us thinking we pay for chasing. Knowledge is power, why should we waste it?
How long will my people live in darkness? Where is the light? Let's wake up together. Lord, we need your help.
I'll be riding where it's hot and sunny. Yeah, protecting mine, what they won't take from me. You know, like me, it's real in these streets. Coming up, unknowing that it ain't had to be. Hella ways deep all around. Knowing that fag abounds, you can find me where it going down. Torture, trying to stay above water. Don't want to revert back to selling strikes and slaughter. Her life on the corner. If the folk don't get you, you bet the game will. We stand strong still, got a drying light. Madness on wheels, looking way real. Status all chill, imposing our will. Brave in the face of danger, our efforts are valiant. There's no comparison, contingents and garrisons. We full metal battalions, rolling, trying to get back and make us extol.
How long will my people live in darkness? Where is the light? Let's wake up together. Lord, we need your help. Going through this wilderness.
So we hope that you have been enlightened and everything, as we like to try to do with Microphone Masters. But I want to ask you something real quick, Blaze. Kind of out of left field as we sign off on this one. Just the other day, it came out that what is his name? Ryan Braun, I believe
Ryan Braun
with the plays on the Milwaukee Brewers, that he tested positive for PEDs. And it always seems as if there's that when analysts or commentators are saying, well, this person might be dirty, but this person never would. This person is clean. This person is a great guy. This person is, and they give all these wonderful, they wax poetic about this person. And it seems, and I posted on my Twitter, yeah, I did actually post on my Twitter the other day, that how can you ever go out on a limb for somebody in this way? See, it's just one of those things. People are human. They make decisions that even if he's proved to be, if he goes through the process, the appealing process, and he's proven to be vindicated, I think that it just you can just never say never when it comes to athletes when it comes to anybody.
Yeah, I think it's corny when they say stuff like that, and I'm gonna be that dude right now, and I'm gonna just straight say I think a lot of it's sort of racist. Because you find it's always these white boys, you know what I'm saying? It's always these, you know, the stereotypical cookie cutter, clean cut guy, you know, that type of crap. And I mean, what makes this person that much more trustworthy than anybody else? I think that's full of crap, dude. Straight up, I believe the testing, you know, the testing is important. They test the person. If they come back positive, there's a million reasons that you can come back positive on those types of tests. So I believe it's necessary to give them the benefit of the doubt, you know, for the appeal process to work through if additional testing is necessary. If that person's vindicated, no harm, no foul. But when that person then tests again, it's like, come on, man.
Right.
You can't give them the trustworthy thing, the good boy type of crap anymore. You have to go ahead and feed them to the wolves. Because I remember when Manny Ramirez tested again for it, and everybody was dogging the dude about he's dirty, he's this, he's that. I just feel like a lot of the time these sportscasters, really, these sports media wants to create attitudes and create drama, and they create that by having to initialize a certain duality. They have to create a bad guy, and they have to create a good guy. It's just unfortunate for them that the world doesn't exactly exist that way.
Exactly. And on that note, we're going to check with y'all next time. You have been listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on behalf of Blaze Rock. I'm J-Love. We'll check y'all next time. You can
rock.